All right. Well, amen. It's good to be here. We've been looking forward to it for a long time. Amen. And we sure appreciate the privilege to get to come. I want to read you a verse, Psalm 33, verse 3. It says, sing unto him a new song, play skillfully. Now, y'all got to pray for me on that part. I don't do too good. He said, play skillfully with a loud noise. Amen. And so we like it, and it's a privilege to be able to serve the Lord. Now, the boys do a lot better than Daddy does. Amen. It's amazing how you teach them something, and then 6 months later, they're asking you to move out of the way. Don't, you know? You know what I'm talking about? They play better than you do, and so they're doing good. We're not professionals by no means. We just enjoy serving the Lord. Amen. And we just want to do our best for Him and worship Him. So, Kendrick family, really, if you saw where we started at, amen, we're not far from there. And that was a long time ago. I'll give you a little quick story. We first started, we got a video of it. We probably should put a video together and let churches just see it. But we got a video of me and my wife standing behind a pulpit at Parkview Baptist Church in Livonia, Michigan. And we were singing a song. We just got all the, there's the three oldest kids, Grace, Luke, and Mark. And they were standing over here on our side, and they didn't do nothing but sing the chorus. All right, that's all they did. Me and Jody would sing the first verse, and then the kids would come in on chorus. We'd sing whatever, you know how it goes. And then we were singing, and the kids were over here singing their part, the chorus, and Grace, Luke, and Mark. And who was doing the swinging of the mic? Well, okay, my wife then left me, amen, but she found the opportunity. No, I'm just kidding, but me and Jody were singing, and it come time for the chorus, and the kids started singing, and then me and Jody started singing our verse. I'm playing the guitar, all right? I'm just playing. I don't have a hand. You know what I'm talking about, dads, where you can reach out and go, you know, slap them upside the head. And so we're playing. Well, Luke, he's got his microphone. He has to have something to do, all right? So he's pushing his brother over, and he takes the mic, and he lets it down like it's some kind of a rope, and he's swinging it. He's swinging the mic. And when it comes time for him to sing, he pulls it back up real fast. And so if he starts swinging the mic this morning, he's just going back to the old days. Amen. All right, we're going to do a little sound check here. And it's good to be here. We sure appreciate the privilege. All right? All right, y'all pray for the sound man. He's probably not used to running 9 mics. So y'all pray for him. Let's go. Luke, go ahead. Sound okay? Ain't too loud. Second fret G, all right? We sing a lot of old songs, amen? We like the old-fashioned way. This one here, it's been worth every mile. Let's go.
There's been many trials I faced since I started in this race. There have been times it seemed that no hope was in sight. There have been times that the valley seemed so long, dark and cold. But my Lord has been in every step of the way. It's been worth every mile. It's been many times I've prayed, and it seems He didn't hear. There have been times it seemed the answer would never come. There have been times I've grown weary and forgotten the prayer I prayed. But my Lord remembers and answered every prayer. It's been worth every mile. It's been worth every trial. It's been worth every valley that we cross. It's been worth everything that we face in His dear name. And it'll be worth it all when we see His face. There have been many things I've faced as I traveled along the way. Jesus said, I'll go with you all the way. Friends have turned and they're gone, leaving me standing all alone. But my Lord has been a friend all of the way. It's been worth every mile. It's been worth every trial. It's been worth every valley that we cross. It's been worth everything that we faced in His dear name. And it'll be worth it all when we see His face. And it'll be worth it all when we see His face.
Amen. We'll let them sing a cappella here real quick. All right. What a lovely name. G. All right. You ready, Daniel? He's our tuner. Amen. Daniel tunes constantly. All right. Grace, right here. Luke, Mark, Daniel. Then there's Emily. She's over there. Jay's over there. And then my wife, Jody. Amen. And yeah, Daniel's our tuner, amen? So we try not to get him to tune while we're singing and playing. And he's got one of them ears that if it ain't perfect, amen, he's going to fix it, amen? So, of course, we'll have to give him credit. That's an old little, a cheap old mandolin. That's not a real nice mandolin, so it does go out of tune a lot. But, all right, let's do, what a lovely name. You ready? Here we go. Let's see here.
There's a name above all others, wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer. It's the lovely name of Jesus, evermore the same. What a lovely name. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. Reaching higher far than the brightest star. Sweeter than the song they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name. He'll return in clouds of glory. Saints of every race shall behold His face. With them enter heaven's city, ever to proclaim what a lovely name. Oh, what a lovely name, the name of Jesus. Reaching higher far than the brightest star. Sweeter than the song they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name. It's sweeter than the song they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name. Let the world proclaim.
Title. It's in our new CD. It's the last song. Preacher likes this song, so we'll do this one. Amen. Who do you think? Some people like to sing it during Christmas time, but we sing it all year long because the words are so good. Amen. Does Emily and Jay sing this song? All right, come on. I can't remember who sings and who don't. Amen. But the baby's father is the Holy Ghost.
Who do you think could believe such a thing? Could believe that this story is true? Who do you think could believe such a thing? Well, here's hoping to heaven you do.
Now they're saying she's had the baby in a barn in Bethlehem, and a star moves round in heaven till it stops right over them. Then some shepherds said an angel came and told. They always knew man went to heaven, but now God had come to earth.
Who do you think could believe such a thing? Could believe that this story is true? Who do you think could believe such a thing? Well, here's hoping to heaven you do.
After death they placed his body in a tomb under the ground, and so the disciples couldn't come and steal it. Many guards were standing round, but after 3 days, to their amazement, the sealed stone was rolled away, and an angel said, "He is risen. Come see the place where our Lord lay."
Who do you think could believe such a thing? Could believe that this story is true? Who do you think could believe such a thing? Well, here's hoping to heaven you do. Could believe such a thing? Could believe that this story is true? Who do you think could believe such a thing? Well, here's hoping to heaven you do.
Well, here's hoping to heaven you do.
give you a little testimony. Jack Parchman is a man that he's gone to heaven now, and a man of God. He was your old fashioned hellfire brimstone preacher, and some of you old timers know what I'm talking about, and I'm sure y'all get preaching around here, no doubt about it. But Brother Jack Parchman is one of them kind of guys that held the old fashioned tent revivals, and I traveled with him, had great privilege and honor to travel with that man. I started traveling with him when I was 24, just before I turned 25. And we traveled with them for 6 years, and mainly in the summer, very little in the winter, sometimes in the winter, but mainly in the summer. I was what you'd call his tent man. A lot of people call me Jack Parsons' tent man, and I drove his tent truck, put his tent up, amen, did everything he needed me to do, anything the man of God needed me to do. I didn't question him. We just did it. And followed the man of God around, and it wasn't my place to run the ministry, tell him how to do it. My place was to serve the man of God and be a blessing to him, and that's exactly what we did. And did I like every place we went to? Absolutely not. And I don't like every place I go to now, amen? But now we love this place. I just want you to know that. But I was a blessing to Brother Parchman. He was a blessing to me. My kids grew up traveling with them for 6 years. Now, the little younger ones didn't much, but Grace, Luke, and Mark, and Daniel rode in that motor home with them. I drove the hot, loud, tent, noisy truck, amen? And we put that tent up all over the country, held revivals everywhere. There wasn't a week that went by that we was in a meeting that Brother Jack Parchman didn't preach on hell, probably two times, sometimes three. And, I mean, it was that kind of preaching, judgment, God's coming, get right with God. You know, none of this. He didn't even know how to preach easy and soft. You know what I'm talking about? Like we got today, we got some of these preachers nowadays, amen, try to make everybody feel good, and, you know, we want everybody to love them, and, you know, they even look like the world, where they do their little hairdos and all that. They're so sweet, amen. If you got any man in you at all, it makes you want to take them out back and just beat the devil out of them just for the fun of it. But Brother Parson was one of them rough, strong preachers, and God gave us a great privilege to travel with that man. And my family started singing. We just started, hey, let's do something. And we wasn't very good at it. And man alive, the Lord has just let it grow. And we was with Brother Parchman for 6 years, like I said, and there came a time where he felt like it was time for him to let that tent ministry go. And he told me, he said, it's yours. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you all of it. Truck, tent, everything's yours. Take it and run with it. And the Lord let him travel for another 2 years, I think it was, maybe three. In evangelism, and then God took him home one day. He was at his house, and he was in his bathroom doing something. The door was open. He was just standing there doing something, probably trying to fix his hair or something, I don't know. And Miss Ann found him laying on the floor, and he's gone. You know, he went to heaven. God took him home. And we've been running with it ever since. We've been on the road now for 18 years. And tent ministry, traveling, serving the Lord. We're not the busiest you'd think we'd be, but that don't matter. God takes care of us. It is amazing how God takes care of us. People ask questions, Brother Jason, how in the world do you make it? I tell you, there's only one way, and it's God. Amen? I don't poor mouth, beg. I ain't doing it. I'm not going to do it. We trust the Lord. God supplies our needs. He uses churches just like this and people. There's some churches that support us, that help us. It is amazing how God takes care of a family. How in the world do you feed six youngins, amen, and a wife, and yourself on the road, and a dog? There is a dog out there in that truck. God help us, amen, 100-pound lab. But anyways, I mean, don't even ask me, amen. Hillbillies, yes, but don't ask me anything else. But anyways, God does it. God does it. It is amazing how God does it. And we love serving the Lord. If we're not in meetings, I mean, we like the rest. We enjoy going home and rest. We just came from the house. We're home for the holidays. But, man, you ask my family, after I'm home 2 or 3 weeks, I'm almost irritable. You know, I want to be here. This is where I want to be. And we love being on the road, serving the Lord. And God has just been a blessing. We've seen a lot of people saved. The most we've ever seen saved in a meeting was an 8-day revival. There was 82 people walked the aisle and got saved. And there wasn't none of this trying to make you doubt stuff going on. You know, it was Holy Ghost. You know, it was real. And our last year, probably our greatest meeting was a Sunday. 14 people walked the aisle and got saved. And it is just, God's still saving people. Amen. There's still a God out there. There's still a Lord that wants to show Himself strong, the Bible says. Amen. And we'll mention that this morning. But God still wants to do great works in the lives of people. Amen. He's looking for somebody. He's looking for young men, young women, families, not just young, but older, people that want to do right and serve the Lord. And He's still doing it. Amen. And so we started singing our children. And the next thing you know, they got a little better, and they got, and I started them out loud, amen, because I figured, you know, start them out loud, you can always quiet them down. But they quiet down on their own, believe me. When they come teenagers, they worry, amen, but they do pretty good, so thank the Lord for that. We started them out, so they just, I said, look, let her fly. We sing by the letter. You know, they just let her fly. That's what we taught them. And then we had a babysitter come over. You know, I've taught them everything I know, amen, and now they've learned a whole lot more than I know. And we had a babysitter come over, and she used to watch our kids. Whenever me and Miss Jody would, we'd go home, we'd try to go to dinner, amen. We didn't get to do it. On the road, we never was alone, never, because we didn't trust anybody to take care of our kids. So we go home, and we had a babysitter that was an older young lady, and we trusted her. She'd come over and watch kids several times, and one day we came home. And the kids said, "Hey, we want to sing the song. We want to sing the song." And I said, "Okay." And it was a song that we always sang. And I'm thinking, "Well, I'm looking at Jody. I'm thinking, what's the big deal? We sing this song all the time." And when they hit the chorus, they went into harmony, all four parts, all four of these right here. And we sat there, me and my wife. And it was a blessing to see that God had given your kids something. Because it come from God. It wasn't us. And so we said, we need to go out to eat more often. Amen. It wasn't long. We went out again and Anna came over and she taught them another harmony on another song that we sang. And my kids took that and on their own learned harmony. And the Lord did it. People ask, how do you do it? How'd you get your kids to do it, Brother Jason? Let me tell you something, Mom and Daddy. Here's how we did it. We started them young, all right? We keep as much of the world out of their life as we can. And I know you probably think, okay, yeah, whatever. I want to tell you something. I'm not bragging, but hear me. There's no TV in my house, all right? Now, there's a video. They can watch Andy Griffin, you know, you got to have Barney, you know that. But there's no open television in my home as far as where you can pump it in from the world. There's no internet in my home. There's no social network. There's no Facebook. There's none of that. Amen. My boy and my daughter, Grace is 19, Luke's 18, I just got him a phone just now. And the reason is because my boy goes to work in construction, painting, and I wanted him to have a phone when he's out on the road in case he need me. You know, they share a phone. Ever heard of that? Here's the deal. No internet on that phone. And I sang with my kids. And I put good godly music in front of my children going down the road and at the house. They never had their own radio where they could just play anything. And we put good godly music in front of them constantly. Constantly. Every time we'd get to a meeting where somebody could play good, my boys would get around them. You know, Brian McBride, you know him, I'm sure, some of you maybe. Guys like that, and they'd watch them, you know, and Ben and the Rochesters, and they'd watch them and learn, and different people that were singing for the Lord. And then you give your children to God, and you say, God, you use them. And listen, God gave it to them. Them boys play better than I do. And I'm all I do is strum. God gave it to them. You say, bragging. Well, I'm trying to give God the glory. There's a lot of parents that want to know. They ask the question, how do you do it? How do you do it? That's how you do it. But it's a cost. It's a cost. You know, it's a cost to where you say no to your family, no to the world. Amen. I've had people tell me, you need to let up a little bit, Brother Jason. No, I don't need to let up. I don't need to let up. I need to get stronger. You know, and you can teach your children to do right without being mean. I am strong. And I ask my kids, there's times that I'm hard. But at the same time, they know their daddy loves them. And they know their mama loves them. And if they do wrong when they get older, it's because they chose to. Amen. And so it's a privilege. It is a blessing to serve the Lord. There ain't nothing better. Nothing better. You say, well, Brother Jason, I don't think we'll ever be able to travel and sing with our family. No, but you got one of the greatest churches in America that you can serve in. And I mean that with all my heart. Your preacher is one of the highest respected in my family. Amen. And myself, I know a lot of preachers. You're in one of the best places any individual could ever be. You say, well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, quit listening to the devil. Amen. And buckle down, do something for Jesus. There's all kinds of stuff you can do for God. Amen. And so we're thrilled to be here. We got 10 more minutes. Amen. We're going to sing a song. Let's sing the song that the first one. God's no, that Miss Anna taught you the very first song. God's been good. This is the first song that they learned how to harmonize on. Amen. So we'll sing that. And most of you know what key is in. All right, amen.
I've always had a place to sleep, clothes to wear, and food to eat. God has been so good to me. Thank you, Lord, for Mom and Dad, the best friends on earth I've had. God has been so good to me. God has been so good to me, and I'm thankful for a fine family. The little church that I attend, and for all my Christian friends, God has been so good to me. He's been my friend through all the years. He's been my joy through all the tears. God has been so good to me. And when I step on heaven's shore, I will shout forevermore that God has been so good to me. God has been so good to me, and I'm thankful for a fine family. The little church that I send, and for all my Christian friends, God has been so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God has been so good to me.
Travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can, for I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to to Jesus, hold my hand. Let me travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be holy, thine, and sing redemption song someday. I will be a soldier brave and true, and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this learned pilgrim land, protect me by thy saving power. The Israelites were filled with fright as Goliath started toward them. Compared to a man, his giant stood so tall. But David said, my God has led me here to defeat him. So don't compare him to me, just compare him to God.
When compared to
God, everything's small. There's no giant that compares at all to the Holy One who sits upon His throne.
So when you come to
face a mountain so high, one glimpse of God brings it down to size. Satan will see you'll gain victory when you compare it to God. Oh, my friend, do you fear within as your giant marches closer? Do you know within your heart you cannot win? Just have the faith of David's day and shout, my God is bigger. You'll find there's nothing on earth that compares to Him.
When compared to
God, everything's small. There's no giant that compares at all to the Holy One who sits upon His throne.
So when you come to
face a mountain so high, one glimpse of God brings it down to size. Satan will flee, you'll gain victory when you compare it to God. Satan will flee, you'll gain victory when you compare it to God.
We're going to let Grace sing one, and then we'll be done with Sunday school. Amen. Not bad Sunday school. Amen. Right? Amen. Mark usually plays with us, but we didn't have enough room to bring his guitar. Amen. So usually we got a trailer with a whole bunch of stuff in it. We want to save some money and not pull the trailer, so he's going to have to miss out on this one. Third fret, G. E-flat. Amen. I used to watch people play instruments, and I'd sit in church and go, man, they need to hurry up. What's taking so long? I mean, it's messing with this and this, and you got Tuner Boy over here, and you got, you know, all this stuff. I understand now. Amen. You got to move things and figure. Boy, I understand. Amen. The Lord always makes you pay for it, don't He? All right, you ready?
From a distance, He'd be watching me, and I guess somehow He knew that in my heart I long to be like Him. closer we became, the more it seemed I grew. I'd fall, he'd pick me up, and I'd try again. He loves me even when I do the things I shouldn't do. And when I fail to do the things I should, I've heard it said that love is blind, and I've come to know it's true. He forgets the bad and remembers all the good. In my Father's eyes, there's no wrong I've done. In my Father's eyes, I am the perfect one. He must be someone I can't see, and it makes me want to try to be like the one it's in my Father's eyes. And when this life is over, my last trial I've gone through, 'twill be worth it all just to hear him say, well done. And maybe then I'll understand just what he saw in me, but I'm sure I'll find he was blinded by the sun. In my Father's eyes, there's no wrong I've done. In my Father's eyes, I am the perfect one. And it makes me wanna to be like the one that's in my Father's eyes. He must be someone I can't see, and it makes me wanna try to be like the one it's in my Father's eyes, to be like the one that's in my Father's eyes.